In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Each and every human being is invited to God's kingdom. It is the least exclusive invitation ever to the most exclusive club ever. Think about it. What are you being invited to? The kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? It means you become an adopted child of the Most High God. What could be more exclusive than that? And the invitation doesn't depend upon your race or what language you speak or what your ancestors did or didn't do. It's one of the great things about having Mormon relatives is they've done all your genealogy for them. And because of that, you know, I know that I could be a member of all sorts of exclusive societies. I could be a member of the Plantagenet Society, which is for descendants of a dynasty of English kings. Or I could be a member of the Sons of the American Revolution, or even the Sons of the Utah Pioneers. I could be one or two of the Gentile members of that august organization. The only society which I'm really tempted to apply to is the Black Sheep Society. That's if you have infamous relatives. And because I am related both to Aaron Burr and John Wilkes Booth, I think I have a good chance of getting in. But about being invited to the kingdom of God, you don't even have to have a high IQ. It's not like Mensa, where you have to take a test and solve all sorts of puzzles. And it's not like some country clubs, where you have to have a high personal worth, or you have to have good looks, or you have to be strong. In fact, many of these things make it harder to recognize the invitation. Jesus himself says that the wise and the learned have this invitation obscured from them because they think they know better than God. When I was in graduate school, I knew many professors who were very exalted in their fields. And yet, if you looked at their personal lives, it was a train wreck. And it was because they thought they knew more than God. In the early church, there was a heresy that said in order to be saved, you had to be wise. You had to have access to special knowledge. This was the Gnostic heresy. And which is why, by the way, why we are called the Catholic Church. The Gnostics said only a select few will be saved. And the Orthodox Church said, no, it is God's will that all men should be saved. And so we have the term Catholicos, which means universal. God's will that everyone should be gathered into his kingdom. Rather, those who are most likely to accept the invitation to the kingdom of God are those who recognize who they are, that we are creatures, that we are not God, and they recognize who God is. And this invitation is one to come to know and love and serve the Lord Jesus. For did not he say in today's gospel, all things have been given over to me by the Father? And did he not say that he wishes to reveal the Father to all who are willing to accept him? This is an invitation to come to him for healing and eternal life, to come to him for rest. Who after the last 6 months doesn't need a little bit of rest, right? Who among us does not need healing from the effects of sin? Which one of us does not feel that great desire in the depths of his heart to have eternal life with the Father? It is an invitation to follow the Lord Jesus, to take up his yoke and learn from him how to be human and how to be a child of God by adoption. It is an invitation to be part of that school of holiness which is the church. And by taking his yoke upon our shoulders, we are freed from the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we are called to have a refreshed soul in this world and in the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.